I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The information depicted in this podcast is purely for informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional before making any changes to your lifestyle or routine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Hey everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of the Boost Your Biology podcast. I'm your host, Lucas, and today we're going to be talking about a very novel ingredient that I've researched quite a lot and actually had the privilege of talking about it alongside Sean Wells last week on the podcast. And what I'm here to talk to you guys about today is actually an endogenous chemical that the body produces following exercise. So this particular chemical is called L-BABA. It's spelled, you know, it's a weird spelling molecule. It's obviously, it sounds weird when you pronounce it. It's spelled B-A-I-B-A. And so the reason why this particular molecule sort of piqued my interest was the fact that it was able to induce what is known as the beiging of white adipose tissue to brown fat. So I want to really just break down more about this particular molecule and also give you guys a bit more of an explanation into some of the potential ergogenic benefits and also how it can be used and some potential clinical applications and some sports performance benefits. So I'll quickly run through what I've jotted down from my preliminary research. So to put it simply, L-BABA is known as an exercise-induced muscle factor. So it's actually formed from the breakdown of one of the BCAAs known as L-valine. And I'm sure many of you will be familiar with L-valine, which is one of the BCAAs. So L-BABA is actually a metabolite of L-valine. So at least we know from, you know, we've conducted a lot of research on L-valine, but it was cool to see that they, you know, researchers identified that this particular molecule, L-BABA, it's actually used as a signaling molecule in the body. So I sort of want to break down, I don't want to get too technical in terms of the mechanisms, but more about how it can be used for the everyday person to improve metabolic health and even potentially help with things like insulin sensitivity, you know, blood sugar regulation, potentially dropping body fat, and improving muscle muscle growth and body composition. So I've jotted down a few notes here in terms of how L-Baba appears to work. So what we know is that this particular molecule is produced during during exercise. So it's actually every time we, you know, contract our muscles, this particular molecule is actually released and is actually a signaling molecule to really trigger a lot of other downstream positive effects. And in fact, it wouldn't surprise me if this particular molecule is responsible for a lot of the beneficial effects of exercise. You know, in terms of, I mean, when we look at exercise, we know that it's affecting, you know, blood pressure. It's in terms of stabilizing blood pressure long term. It's going to be having a positive effect on, you know, insulin sensitivity, both peripherally and even in the liver as well. We know that exercise can upregulate various antioxidant pathways. So one of which is glutathione. And I know a lot of you will be familiar with glutathione. It's the body's master antioxidant. So what's interesting about L-Baba is that if we look deeply into some of the secondary, secondary downstream metabolites and other effects that it has, it's interesting to see how now we're able to isolate this particular molecule. And in fact, we're able to use it in supplementation form. And that's what the company NNB Nutrition, which I've listed on my website. So for those who've just joined in, this particular molecule that I'm talking about is known as an exercise mimetic. It potentially, you know, replicates a lot of the benefits of exercise in terms of, you know, increasing brown fat, which we know is extremely beneficial for regulating metabolism and also preventing a lot of the negative effects of obesity and metabolic disease and things like that. So the reason why they consider it exercise in a pill is based on the fact that it has the following key effects. So L-Baba has been shown to affect the energy storage capacity of the liver. So it's basically acting on PPAR alpha, which is an enzyme in the liver that regulates general metabolism and also fat oxidation and even glucose metabolism. So what they found was L-Baba, spelled L-B-A-I-B-A, protects against fat gain in mice. That's with the mouse that have partial leptin deficiency. It's also been shown to increase plasma beta hydroxybutyrate. And for those listening in who have either researched ketones, will know that beta hydroxybutyrate is a very effective way to exogenously increase your ketone levels. And I'm sure many people have had experience with, you know, entering into ketosis, which we know has a lot of other benefits in terms of brain health and giving you that mental clarity. So this molecule may in fact influence, you know, mental clarity and cognition and things like that. So I found that really interesting that an endogenous exercise mimetic is able to bump up the levels of beta hydroxybutyrate, which is really, really cool. The other benefit that they found in the mouse studies were that it increases or improves glucose tolerance, and it also improves insulin sensitivity, which is awesome. And then we've also found that this particular molecule has been shown to increase mitochondrial function and improve mitochondrial biogenesis, which is basically increasing the energy facility and infrastructure of the actual, of all cells in the body. So that's quite an interesting benefit from L-Baba. So for those of you who are interested in learning more about L-Baba, I'll be linking that in the description on this video so you can learn more about what I'm talking about. But just to put it very simply, I definitely think that this is going to be a very novel and very prominent compound that will be used in the future for protecting against metabolic disease and improving general metabolic health. So the key points you need to understand is that L-Baba supports the production of brown fat, so brown adipose tissue, which is like an energy producing fat, you know, increases warmth, it generates, you know, generates heat and burns calories. So that's definitely one positive. In terms of other compounds that do this, we know that bitter-melon can do the same thing. Curcumin has also been shown to affect white fat to brown fat, at least in rodent studies. So the other unique property about L-Baba is that it helps with leptin deficiency. So that's another condition that a lot of people struggle with, where their basic hunger and hunger signaling hormones and things like that are actually disrupted. And, you know, that's when people get hangry and frustrated and grumpy when they can't, when they don't eat, you know, when they skip a meal and things like that. So the question is, does L-Baba, you know, stop this negative cycle? Does it help with preventing against leptin deficiency? I already mentioned that L-Baba does support, the ketogenic pathway. So it helps with increasing endogenous ketone production, which is really awesome in terms of like that mental clarity. And there's even been multiple studies suggesting that exogenous ketones can support exercise performance, even when fed with sufficient carbohydrates, which was really, really impressive. Some of the preliminary studies are really profound. There's studies done on high-fat diets where L-Baba was able to counteract and prevent some of the negative effects of a high-fat diet, which is really cool. Improving glucose tolerance, protecting it against renal fibrosis in mice, which is great for kidney health. And in terms of a dosage recommendation, obviously this is not medical advice, but the suggested dosage range for L-Baba is between 250 milligrams to 500 milligrams once or twice a day. And this is based off what we found in rat studies. And in terms of the LD50, the LD50 for L-Baba is ridiculously high, which is always a good indicator of, I guess, the safety of a particular compound. There, obviously, it's still important that we conduct human clinical trials, but based on the preliminary research in these rat studies, it appears that L-Baba definitely, you know, has a very wide safety margin. So just to wrap up, in terms of supplementation and what L-Baba may be able to offer, and the reason why I'm dedicating an entire podcast to this compound, and I'll be doing another one soon on a very similar compound, is because this is what L-Baba may be able to potentially offer somebody who's wanting to get healthy. So I'll just quickly summarize. So L-Baba improves brown fat, so increasing brown fat in the body, which is a good type of fat that we need to help with generating heat and burning calories. The next benefit is that it helps with insulin sensitivity, both peripherally and hepatic insulin resistance. It also has been shown to support leptin, like issues with leptin sensitivity and things like that. And just in general, it appears to mimic a lot of the benefits of exercise because it really is a signaling molecule. Of course, you know, as a naturopath, I always encourage like doing exercise first and, you know, getting all the other areas of your life in check, such as your diet and sleep and stress and things like that. But L-Baba can be a very useful compound to, I guess, for those who maybe are injured or they can't exercise or they're looking for something just to improve overall metabolic health, like, you know, coenzyme Q10, like various herbs, things like curcumin, things like gymnema, all of these glucose disposal agents. It appears that L-Baba may be another tool that we can use to promote metabolic health and in general support overall healthy aging. So for those listening in who want to know more about this particular exercise mimetic, I'll be linking an article that I wrote on my website, which you can check out. It's called the molecule that we're talking about is called L-BAIBA. And if anyone wants to purchase this particular exercise mimetic or potential ergogenic aid, they can check it out on my website. Just search L-Baba, Ergogenic Health. I'll be linking that in the show notes. But yeah, I just wanted to make a quick video talking about potential benefits of supplementing with L-Baba. Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.